The SPI Serial Protocol. Have you tried working on SPI on an Arduino? Want some guidance on how to use its libraries and functions? Continue reading the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. The SPI, or Serial Peripheral Interface, is a serial protocol used between electronic devices so that they can communicate with each other. It's like I2C, Inter-Integrated Communication, or UART, Universal Asynchronous Receiver Transmitter. The main advantage of using SPI with regard to I2C or UART is its speed. SPI is limited by your main oscillator, but can reach speeds of up to 50 MHz. The main disadvantage of SPI is the number of wires it needs to communicate. You'll usually need 4 wires with SPI. It's more compared with I2C, which needs 2 lines, SCL and SDA, and UART, which also needs 2 lines, Texas and RX. So where do you use SPI and what are its practical uses? Because SPI is fast compared to other protocols, it's used to transfer digital data with a bit more complex operations in real time. Examples of these operations are accelerometers, analog-to-digital converters, digital potentiometers, wireless communications ICs, and the like. It's also used in EEPROMs and SD cards as a serial interface because it can speed up storing digital data. Once you learn to use SPI, you'll be satisfied with its simplicity, robustness, and speed. Wiring diagram. The SPI protocol needs a master device to initiate communication and a slave device to accept this communication. As can be seen in the figure above, SPI needs at least 4 wires to communicate with devices. The 4 wires are CS or chip select, SCK or serial clock, MOSI or master out serial in, MISO or master in serial out. Chip select lines are usually free GPIO ports on a microcontroller. Otherwise, a dedicated pin is used. The user sets 1 CS to an active level to be able to select a slave chip to communicate with. All other lines are left inactivated. The level should be maintained until the entire SPI transaction completes. The serial clock is the main output clock of SPI. With this line, you'll be able to store or receive data synchronously with your devices. It goes along and is in sync with the MISO and MOSI lines. It's usually generated by the MCU or processor to synchronously communicate with SPI slave devices. The MOSI line, as its name implies, outputs data from the master to a slave device. These data should be in sync with SCK. The MISO line, as its name implies, outputs data from the slave to a master device. These data should also be in sync with SCK. Sample waveform. Here is a sample waveform of an SPI. As you can see, the CS line is active load during an entire SPI transaction. There are bursts of 8-bit serial clock cycles of SCKs in that period. At this time, data from the MOSI and MISO lines are being clocked in and clocked out from the slave SPI devices. SPI modes. There are varieties of using the SPI SCK, MOSI, and MISO lines. They are called modes of SPI. Different devices may have different modes of use. However, many try to stick to a standard. Their difference lies in the SCK's active level combined with at what phase data is sampled from the MOSI and MISO lines. SPI mode, CPOL SCK polarity, CPHA SCK sampling phase. 00 SCK is active high zero data sampled at the rising edge. 10 SCK is active high one data sampled at the falling edge. 21 SCK is active low zero data sampled at the rising edge. 31 SCK is active low 1 data sampled at the falling edge. How to use SPI? Different microcontrollers have different libraries for SPI. On the lowest level of operation, registers are being used. Here is a general format on how MCUs work with SPI. First, you'll need to define the ports, clock speed, and mode of operation of SPI. After that, initialize the SPI module. Enable the SPI slave by giving out the appropriate CS level on that port. Next, begin a single or several SPI transactions. Finally, you can terminate the SPI transaction. Bring back the CS line to the inactive state. Here are sample transactions of SPI in Arduino. First, include the SPI library. Hash include. Next, define a GPIO port to be the CS pin, then set it up in your setup code. Hash define CS2. Setup. Pin mode CS output. Sa. No. Then set your SPI settings with a new object called MySpSettings. MySpSettings, SpSettings, SPI clock speed, SPI data order, SPI mode. SPI clock speed is the fastest clock speed your SPI can use. It will automatically be adjusted by the library to go lower or at that speed. So, for example, your Arduino runs at 15 MHz, then put in 1500000. SPData order. For your data order, choose from the constant settings below. MSB first. LSB first. The most common setting for SPI is MSB first. SPI mode. For your SPI mode, choose from the constant settings below. SPI underscore mode 0. SPI underscore mode 1. SPI underscore mode 2. SPI underscore mode 3. This was explained in the previous part. The most common SPI mode is mode 0. You can now begin transacting with your SPI with the following statement. SPI begin transaction, MySpSettings. Next, get your CSGPO port pin to its active state. Here we are putting it low to make it active. Digital write CS low. After that, declare a byte variable to hold your SPI data. Note that SPI is a bi-directional communication protocol, meaning it sends and receives data simultaneously. This is why you need to store data even though you are just transferring data to a slave device. Start your first SPI transfer by using the SPI transfer function. Byte receives data. Receive data equals sign SPI transfer 0x0a. Here we are sending the value 0x0a to a slave device while waiting for the received data value also from the slave. There are several variations in the SPI transfer function. You can use the SPI transfer 16 function to transfer 2 bytes of data in one statement. You can also use SPI transfer buffer size to transfer more than a byte or two of data while declaring its size. Note that in this statement, the buffer will be replaced with incoming data. After this and several transactions, if you are finished sending data, deactivate the slave by deactivating the CS pin as. Digital write CS high. Finally, you can end the SPI transaction with SPI end transaction. Conclusion. SPI is a simple yet effective serial interface to communicate with other devices. It can be clocked at higher speeds compared with other standard serial interfaces like I2C or UART. It usually needs 4 lines to communicate, namely CS, SCK, MOSI, and MISO. The CS line is used to select the slave device it wants to communicate with. To use SPI with Arduino, simply include the SPIDH library file in your source code. Set up your SPI settings using SPI settings and begin your SPI transaction with SPI begin transaction. After activating your CS line, you can use the SPI transfer functions to move data between your devices. Deactivate your CS line afterwards and then end your SPI transaction with SPI end transaction. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled The SPI Serial Protocol. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.